Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
The First United Methodist Church podcast is recorded live every week at 4832 Tahunga Avenue in North Hollywood, California. Thank you for downloading.
Good morning. I have this morning's reading. We each have gifts to share with the world. Be they deemed great or small, they are gifts. They are not ours to hide, or worse, hoard. For the world awaits our generosity and remains grateful.
Just a couple of things for those who may be in this space for a first or second time. This is a unified service, if you haven't already gotten that by the print, where our communities come together, and this is functionally what we do on Monday morning for Wesley School, with Wesley School. And it's a privilege to be in community with the Scouts and Evergreen and all of us together. But I know probably it offends some people because it doesn't feel like regular church. I'll say what I said the first time we did this. You need to get over your bad selves. It's just the reality. Either we're in this together or we're not. And my vote is that we're in this together. The word for the month is gratitude, but I want to start coming at it from a couple of directions. The first is, will the veterans stand, please, if you feel you want? I know we have a bunch of them. We have, yes. If you look around this room, we have veterans from World War II, from Korea, from Vietnam, from peacetime era, and from probably Desert Storm and all the way up to Afghanistan and Iraq. I am not a veteran. The United States Army looked at my eyes and said, "We're not giving you a gun." But I am grateful for the people who have served, including my own father, who served in World War II, who protect the freedoms and rights we have. I also am mindful and respectful of the several friends I have who, rather than served in armed forces, went to prison. That's what this country is about. And if you didn't get it, that's what this election was about us having freedom to choose. And I'm grateful for that. The other thing is, I'm grateful for questions. That's where I'm headed. I have a dear friend in the choir who is singing the anthem, "Empty of Me," and he said, "Joey, what the heck does that mean?" I don't know fully. I think he does know, but I think we don't like the notion of what it means to be empty. Let me say this from a theological standpoint. All of the world's religions talk directly about an emptying of self, meaning ridding ourselves of our pride, our ego, what the Greeks used to call hubris, an overweening pride. But we live in a time and space that tells us that nobody remembers who comes in second, that the first is always the best. But if you live to an ounce of whatever is in you in terms of faith, you know that's not true. Because when we are giving of ourselves, we are emptying ourselves of those things that impede us from giving. That's what it means to be empty of me. It's hard because we're told that we want to be part of that percentile that is the best in whatever field we're in. But it's as easy as understanding that we have the freedom internally to look towards others. The offerings of the toiletries is an emptying of self, a freeing ourselves in a way to give beyond our means. I hope that answers for some of you. If it doesn't, come and write me or give me a note. I like to discuss this, and I'm mostly grateful for questions that come, because one of my favorite professors in graduate school had a phrase that I've used over and over again. The questions we continue to ask might be those answers that are yet tugging at our sleeves. Questions are a good thing. So be it, and amen.
Thank you for listening to the North Hollywood First United Methodist Church Sermon Podcast, delivered by Dr. Joey McDonald. For more information, please check out nohomethodistchurch.com or find us on Facebook and Twitter under NoHoFUMC.